Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Hi. All right, here we go. There we go. There we go. Hi guys. Ooh, my earbuds. Hi guys. How you guys doing? I've had a few troubles today, so if I'm seeing a little off, that's why. Anyway, I'm here for Domination. I'm an incredible producer, and musician. I'm so happy you could be here. Thank you so much for being patient with me and showing up.
Yeah, no, it's great to be here. It's nice to be here on the interview. And I hope you all enjoy it.
Sick, sick. And I have a feeling you're in the UK. I have a feeling you're are you in the UK? You just sound like that.
Oh no, I'm actually Egyptian and based in Egypt.
Oh, okay. That's you're actually a first timer. I've never done Egypt. I haven't done an interview there before.
Wow, that makes me feel even more special.
Yeah. Yeah, you should. I mean, that's a milestone. At least for all of right, but let's jump into everything. Being music like, let's. I want to start off. Actually, I don't want to be rude. Why don't you give the audience a little taste of yourself? Just so we all get a little closure. Let me guess, I did it again. Okay, I'm gonna just do this then. Why don't you provide a little intro so we can have more closure?
like an introduction.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. So basically, my real name's Nadim. I make music under the name Domination. I'm 22 right now. I've been producing since I was about 17 years old. So, and my main like areas of music, it started for me with electronic music. Then hip hop, like many, like a few subgenres of electronic, as well as some subgenres of hip hop. And then later, I really got into some of the Oriental Egyptian sounds. And right now, I'm in a phase where I'm trying to combine all those sounds into one thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense, and I'm glad that you're doing that. I'm glad that you're being diverse and combining all those things together. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course, this is a comfortable and open space, so making it the best. Since of course this is probably your first time being interviewed like this, so just being comfortable.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Awesome, good to know. All right, so these are questions I like to call the no-brainer ones. These are everyday questions that I like to ask everybody, just so, because we're talking about their music life, and then we'll dive into any other that comes our way. So
Firstly, what got you interested? No, excuse me. What got you interested in music?
Well, back I was still in high school back then. I was really like really into the whole house music thing, which was very popular at that time. So I was like it came to me one day, like, why don't I try it? And then I saw a video for a producer, like, he's much more well known now, he's Martin Garrix, and it was a video of him on an interview probably like this one, and he was making music live, and that was when it hit me, like, I want to be that, I want to do that, and yeah.
Interesting. Whatever interesting start to music, I like it. The more unique, the better. I like it.
Yeah.
But overall, I'm glad that moment happened, or you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I'm glad too.
Yes, sir. So my brain's a little loose from earlier, but and I gotta stop saying that. Anyway, jumping to the second no-brainer, what is your whole music process? Because we just want to get a feel of what kind of artist are you. So I always like to jump into this one. What is your whole music process? What process do you use, like songwriting, production? Like, what's your whole process to making music, at least for you?
For me, there's not one process. Like, every song is different from the others, but usually I'll start off either, like, sometimes I'm sound designing so I can make a cool sound and then it hits me, or I can just be going through sounds and then I make some chords and the chords lead to the melody. Like, it usually starts like this, either with the chords or with the melody, and that's usually, like, the chord progression is what I base the whole song or the whole beat around.
Oh, okay. I could definitely see the No Pacifics. And I admire that. I like the No Pacifics. That's really good. Usually artists have, like, little one way of doing stuff, but you have, like, multiple ways. That's good.
Yeah, no, it's more interesting, so I'm not, like, putting myself in just one area. Like, for example, I could not have any ideas for a melody at one time, but I have a cool idea for a drum break or something, and then the ideas come together when the track is building.
That makes perfect sense. Gotcha. Makes perfect sense. Gotcha, awful. Thanks for that. At least we know now what kind of artist are you.
Yeah.
Now here comes a third no-brainer question. I want to really jump into this one. Overall, as a musician, like, how would you describe your music?
How do I start my music?
I mean, how do you describe your music?
Describe. Right now, I'm not really sure, like, because I'm, like, I make some things that are very different from others. So, like, I can have a song that's very chill, very low tempo. I could have something else that's faster and hard hitting. So there's no limits for me. It's usually whatever mindset I'm in. So if I produce a song and you heard it, like, you're probably getting, like, a preview of what's going on in my brain music-wise, because, like, I express my feelings through my music, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I totally get you. You don't have a specific one. You just do, like, every genre. You just do, like, you're very diverse and you do different genres, which I completely love. You're an everything artist.
Like, yeah, exactly. Or like, I'm trying to be, yeah.
Oh, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Sorry, I said that, like, I'm trying to be, just not being bound by a certain genre. because that's how it started for me. The first maybe 2 years of producing, I was like, it was mainly house music for me. So I put myself in this area, like it's as if you're trapping yourself and you can't really progress much. But when I started like exploring hip hop, exploring newer sounds, like sampling, for example, it's like another area had come in for me completely, and I was able to develop a lot of my sounds and the quality of my music and all that.
Gotcha. I like that you went in depth too. That really shows like who you are.
Yeah.
That's cool. And where'd you get your artist name from anyway?
So back in high school, my nickname was Dummy. So it's just Dummy Nation. It's a dumb joke between my friends and I. And I just decided to use it when I needed an artist name, and I just put those together and thought it worked.
That's so clever. I love that you made your artist name based on like your real name and your real life. That's pretty cool. That's clever, really.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course. And I just feel good knowing that I'm coming through nicely.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this.
That's really good. That's good. Want to make sure your first interview is good so that your next ones and the other ones are just as good as this one.
Yeah, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Now these are some nice ones that I just pulled out from other ones, just because people enjoy them. Where do you see yourself in 5 years with your music career?
Oh, God, that's like the job interview question that makes people nervous. I don't know, like, with my music, the whole progress, I don't know where I want to be. But I think I'd like to be able to be living off my music, like, being able to generate the income that sustains me and sustains my productions, having, like, my own studio, being able to collaborate with more artists, bigger artists. Maybe hearing myself on the radio, that would be a milestone I'd like to reach within 5 years.
Oh, well, those are specific wishes. Hopefully those will happen.
Yeah, hopefully.
And who knows, maybe it could happen. I do have connections if you're looking for help.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And is music like a full-time career or is it like a part-time?
Right now it's part-time because like I just finished college, so for me university was taking a lot of my time, so it was more or less part-time. But right now I'm trying like to be working on music as much as I can. It's like treating it as a job, like a 9-to-5. Like if I don't do 8 hours a day, then like it's not enough. I need to focus and treat it like an actual job, because in the end, that's where I want it to be. That's how I want it to be in the future.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. You're like around 20, so it makes perfect sense that it's part time because it's college and doing music.
Yeah.
But dude, I'm all for it. I've done plenty of 20-year-olds, so they've been in the same state as you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, they're either in college or they're doing this as, like, a full-time thing. So it's either or. Like, it's not no in-between shit. Like, it's either what you're doing or something else.
Yeah, it's just you gotta fit it into your schedule. If you can do it full-time, then I guess that's the dream. Or for me, at least, that would be, like, the dream, not having to go suck up to an annoying boss at an office job. Like, being your own boss, more or less. Unless you're signed with a label, then you still have a boss. But you're still doing what you love. You're doing your passion.
Oh, yes. I mean, if you really could do all of that and still be okay, like, that's impressive.
Yeah, I don't know. I try.
And you're succeeding every time. Yes. And sorry about the jump with you with that job interview question. This is not, this is not a job interview. I just like to be curious about plans.
No, it's like it's nice. It's a challenging question.
Yes. Very challenging, very challenging. And speaking of planning, what's next for you? What kind of new music do you have planned for? Like, tell us the deets. Like, what's next for you?
So right now I'm trying to get as many collaborations as I can. So before those like within this month I'll have a single dropping, which is one of the songs on the showcase, but I'm not gonna tell you which one. And after that I have an album I'm producing for Primal. Shout out to Primal and all the Aussie rappers out there. So that's hopefully coming out next year. And a few collaborations here and there with some local artists here really develop the style I was telling you about, like me mixing the rhythms of drums and sounds of the Egyptian music with more electronic sounds. So I have collaborations with some rappers here, some and some singers as well. So it's mainly collaborations at this point.
Oh, awesome. I cannot wait for all that new stuff coming. I can't wait.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, the next one is gonna be really good. I can't wait for you all to hear it.
Yeah, we're keeping up with you. And I feel good. I feel a lot better. And I'm on my computer, so I feel really good. I just wanted to add that side thing. Wanted to add that side. But I'm so excited for all your new projects. I'm so excited. Excited. And so sorry for your showcase later. I believe it's two songs. I have to check again. Yep. And I won't tell you guys what it is yet. It's a surprise. It's a nice surprise. It's a nice surprise. But now comes something fun. Now it's time for something I like to call a switch interview, just so you can get to know me a little bit, because I don't talk about myself when you first meet me until you do this. So this is a time where you get to ask me anything that you want, anything out of your brain, anything you want. You can dare me anything you want. Anything you want. I'm open. If it's music based, I'll be good on it. If it's outside music, I'll try my best.
That's not like there's so many options. So maybe like I'd like to know more about you, like an introduction. And I'd like to know how you got in contact with me at first. Like that would be interesting.
You want to throw it like that? Okay. I'm kidding. All right, that's. I'd like to start with this. I am a songwriter, podcast, director, producer, editor. I have been doing music for a very long time. Gotta think. About 10 years. I think over 10 years. I've done music. I sing. Fuck y'all if you guys don't like it, but I sing. I was in choirs for a very long time. Then I started songwriting a couple years ago. I started to songwrite pop music. I started to do the and I started to do rap music, I think 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago I started to do rap music. And then last year, I started the podcast. Last year, I was bored and needed something to do. So I started this podcast because of boredom. Now I do it because I'm helping others. And just to answer your second one about finding you, people know that I'm always on the move for, local talent. So when I came across you, because
to find you like this, you I'm always on the move for local talents, but I'm basically saying, so when I came across you, and my mind might be babbling, you were either on Instagram or no. You know, you were not Instagram, you were on Discord. You were in a Discord. Was it Instagram or Discord?
No, it was Discord. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Sorry, I use Instagram and Discord. You were in a music server, and I'm in a lot of music servers. So, I always like to pick people that are producers, rappers, musicians. I like to pick them, and I like to ask them like, "Hey, do you wanna do this?" And I remembered, like, I saw you, and I also checked out some of your work, because to my friend and ask somebody, I have to go check out their music. When I saw your music, I was very impressed. I was very impressed with what you have. I liked it. It was, like, really, it was good. And I remember you was like, what's up? And yeah, I would love to. I remember. And, like, you were happy to do it, like, thing, and this is your first time, so anybody who is a first timer is like gonna be like, I'll think about it, and they're gonna be like, yeah, so I'm gonna do it. And then you get those sketchy people like, eh, I'm okay. yeah.
Wow, that was very thorough.
Sorry.
No, this is good. But yeah, I was really excited for this, because it's in the end, it's exposure. Even if I didn't want to do it, it can't hurt, you know. It's always good.
Mm-hmm. That's what the place is for, to give you lots of exposure. That's what it's for. But hey, don't smart at me. Come on.
Excuse me.
Oh, come on! You need to throw some more at me.
Some more you, so oh, you're putting me on the spot right now. You gotta give me a look at it. So about choir practice, so were you like, you ever wanted to seek something within the whole choir thing, or did you like it more when you were songwriting?
I like songwriting more than you know, choir. I absolutely loved. Choir was something different for me. When I was in choir, I sang with I was in male choir, and I was also in like a varsity like mixed choir. So, I was in those kind of things. But when I'm songwriting, it's about me. You know, when you're in a choir, it's not about you. It's about, like, the whole, when you're in a choir, you gotta think about everybody else and not just you. Like, you gotta think about your group, about your vocal range. You gotta think about that. But when I'm songwriting, it's about me. Like, it's about what I want to write about, and I get that kind of freedom for me. So, you know, I don't do choirs as much. I also love singing by myself, because I get to sing whatever the hell I want to. You know, and when I do sing, I've sang to a couple people. Some people have asked, like, musically, can you sing for us? And I'm like, okay, and they like it. I get to sing whatever I want, and when I do stuff on my own, I get freedom. And when I'm in a group, I gotta think about them and not just me.
Yeah, that's great. Like, I can totally relate to that, because when I was starting, like, I had two friends of mine. We were gonna be like doing it together, but it's like at first, because I was really passionate about this, so I was more into it than them. And it, at some point, it just felt like I need to do this for me. I need to like do what I want, not what others want. So, and that's what's great about being a, you know, like a solo artist, or, you know, like, you're just you. You're trying to convey your message.
Yeah, exactly. You go. And you get it, you get it. I like it. I appreciate it too that you relate. It makes me feel so close. So much closure. All right, I'll put some more at me.
Oh, you want more questions?
Oh yeah, duh, that's why I asked you.
Yeah. Yeah, I did have one. So when you said you were songwriting, what part of the process are you doing? Like, it's just singing, or do you record also? Like, what exactly do you do?
Oh, good question. I'm just a plain songwriter. I have always thought about recording though, and I've had all my friends say like, you should record, and I've had interviewees even say to me like, you should record. I've thought about it, but for right now, I am just a songwriter. I just think about, I just think about what is good to write about, and then I just write about it.
So you're just right. You're not involved in any more of the song process in itself. So it's just like writing the lyrics, or is there more that you do?
Well, that's a pretty tricky one, because that's a pretty tricky one. I don't know if you mean like if I do anything else besides songwriting, or if there's anything else I do within songwriting. Like I need like specific, because like you're confusing me.
So, like, what exactly do you do? Like, do you like the songwriting process can be a broad concept. Like, someone can refer to songwriting as just literally writing the song, like writing the lyrics. Others can refer to it as writing the song, as the creation of the song itself. So that's what I was interested in. Like, what part exactly of the whole song process are you involved in? Like, as a whole, from the start of the song till it's done and it's mixed and mastered and ready to be distributed.
Oh, okay. I will try my best to answer. It's a very picky question. I don't like pickies, but I'm just trying my best to answer. Okay, so songwriting, all that's me. Nobody else does my songwriting except me. I don't really do any of nobody does the other things besides me. I brainstorm to get songwriting. So I write like what I should write about. I write on paper. Then I also, well, now I just write on like Google Docs or something. And then I don't distribute it. Except for rap, I use a website to distribute.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
So yeah, another question. So do you like play any instruments, or is it mainly vocals for you?
I played the bongos a couple years ago, and in school they made us play these ridiculous called a recorder. And y'all, it is not like a digital recorder that records music. It is a like a giant flute. It's those black generic flutes, but it's not like anything special. It's just I hated it so much. That was probably the worst instrument ever made. I'd rather would play an electric guitar than that shit. That was like a horrible instrument, the recorder. Do not play the recorder. Don't.
Yeah, I used to have one, but I never got around to actually playing or using it. But
You
it's
need
just
to burn it. Whatever you do, just you need to burn it.
yeah, no, I don't have it anymore. Like, what one of my friends ha have it right now.
Bad luck on him.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
did play
but
the bongos for a little time, and then I had to quit because I just didn't have time to like learn all about it, so.
Bongos are a pretty cool selection. Like, I don't think I've ever met like someone who played the bongos before, so that's pretty unique.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Good things. Nice. Right. You got any more you want to throw at me? Okay. You also do
I
dares if
guess
you're running with questions.
I think I'll just stick to questions for now. I can't think of any dares, I guess. Like this, like an unrelated question to the whole thing, but I was just curious, like, how old are you?
Not ready to reveal yet, but I'll let you take a nice guess. Let's see. I am younger than 30, but I am older than 15.
Oh, that's like a very big range.
Unless you want to go up.
I want to say 21.
Very good guess. Very good guess. That's pretty close. Pretty close one.
But you don't like to reveal it on the podcast.
That could be a problem if I ever do that. That could be a problem.
Yeah, I get that.
But hey, you want those? You got any more for me, or are you out of options?
Yeah, I think I'm out of questions. Like I didn't have in mind that I'd be asking questions prior to the interview.
Oh, sorry, I didn't want to surprise you.
No, it's okay. It's nice, like, I guess challenging.
I got you. Gotcha. But yeah, I hope you enjoy the sort of interview so you got to know a little bit about me and I know a little bit about you, just building a connection.
Yeah, no, it's great. It was great doing this today.
Oh, that's so nice. I appreciate you being so understanding and patient with me. To me, that's like so important that the interviewee is understanding and considerate of us, of me, and the whole thing as a whole.
Yeah, of course, like we're in it to have a good time. Like you get to know about me, I get to know about you. We talk like it's supposed to be fun. It's not, we're not supposed to be like upset or angry.
Yeah, of course. And then some people are like, they get like over dramatic. I'm like, will you shut the fuck up and just
Yeah,
listen?
no, that's weird, I guess. Like doing an interview where you're in that state of mind. Like, come on, why?
No kidding. No kidding. If you really look into the life that I'm in, like the podcaster, then you'll kind of see those come to play.
Yeah, I get that.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Overall, I appreciate you, and I'm so excited for your life ahead, and I wish nothing but the best of you. I hope that you've enjoyed this. I hope we touched based on everything about your music life. I hope I didn't miss anything out. I mean, did I?
No, it was great. Like it was great being here.
Ah, cool. Awesome. And hey, if you do, however, believe that you missed a couple things, guess what though? I'm always open for interviews, so if you want to come back, I mean, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Today was really fun.
Yeah, definitely will stay in touch.
Sick. You do have my Discord and Instagram.
Yeah, of course. And if you ever need anything, you need some production, mixing, mastering, anything, I'm your guy.
You're not gonna charge me, are you?
Oh, we'll see about that.
See, you should have mentioned if you need them, make sure to have $100 aside.
What?
No one will always have with $100 aside if you ever produce, if you ever meet with a producer, 100%. That's the rule.
Yeah, I get that. But yeah, we can always work something out. Like, everything is negotiable.
So I'll keep you as an option.
Yeah.
Let's keep you as an option. I'll keep it as an option, if that makes sense.
Yeah, dope.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much for coming by. Is there any last thing you would like to say to the fans before this ends?
Yeah, I'm glad you listened here. I'd appreciate if you would check out my music. If you like it, you can follow me on Instagram, subscribe to YouTube, and I also do some videos on TikTok, like tutorials. I do some remakes of songs, so that if you're interested in that, then go follow my TikTok as well.
Awesome, awesome. Sounds good. Thank you. You guys, make sure to check out Domination down below in the links provided for you. If you're not checking out this guy, you're basically a loser. Make sure to always support Rap It Out Podcast. We're everywhere on social media. And we even opened up TikTok ourselves. I'm planning on putting video up very soon. So keep in touch with me. And again, thank you so much for taking time out to do this. You're such a cool and awesome guy, and I wish nothing but the best from you.
Yeah, thank you. Same for you. This was great.
Awesome, awesome. It was cool. Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in. That's a wrap up for tonight. Thank you guys so much. And if you're not checking out Domination, suck a dick. You're basically losers. I catch y'all on the next one. And trust me, there will be other ones. I catch y'all on the next one. Peace.
See ya.
Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.